Also this week, forensic scientists at the University of Leicester, they've been working with Northamptonshire Police, have announced a really major breakthrough in crime busting and crime detection techniques. And it could actually lead to hundreds of cold cases being reopened, because this is the work of Dr. John Bond, and he's a scientific support officer for Northamptonshire Police. He's also a fellow of Leicester University. So John, thanks for joining us. You've found a way of sort of getting fingerprints from surfaces that couldn't previously be fingerprinted. So how does this actually work?
Basically, we've been looking at new ways of enhancing fingerprint deposits, and that's the secretion of sweat that you leave really on any surface that you might touch with your fingers. And for many years now, the police in this country and worldwide have had a range of conventional techniques that all require some form of physical or chemical interaction with the deposit that you leave behind. They either stick to it and make it visible, or they chemically react with it and maybe change its colour so you can see them.
So that must mean that there are physical constraints over what sorts of surfaces can be fingerprinted.
Absolutely. Smooth non-porous works very well for things like powder, and a technique using superglue, where the superglue actually polymerises and forms a white strands actually on the fingerprint deposit. And on things like papers, where the fingerprint deposit might soak in, there's a range of chemicals that react with things like the amino acid that you leave in your sweat. But all of those techniques, they all require that deposit still to be there. If you remove the deposit, all conventional techniques will fail.
So this would be, for example, washing a surface or wiping a surface on the part of the criminal to try and clean off the evidence.
Yes, and that would be a very good example of that. And it could also be extreme environmental conditions that might, for example, as you said, wash away or may even vaporise the fingerprint deposit.
So how does your new technique work?
What we've been looking at, which is a phenomenon we've found, is that fingerprint deposits will tend to corrode metal surfaces. There's some constituents in the fingerprint deposit that on metals like brass and copper will corrode the metal to an extent there, even when you've then got rid of the residue totally. You can sometimes actually see an image of where the fingerprint was in the metal, or where that's not possible, we've developed a technique to actually enhance that corrosion and make the fingerprint become visible again.
So how do you then visualise the fingerprint in the form of its corrosion pattern on that surface?
What we do, Chris, we take the metal and apply an electrical potential to it of the order of 2,500 volts. We then apply a very, very fine conducting powder, very similar to photocopier toning powder. What we've discovered is that that will preferentially adhere to the metal at the points where the corrosion has occurred, which are coincident with the original fingerprint ridge patterns. So you get an image of where the fingerprint was in this black powder.
And why does it stick just where the fingerprint is? Why does it preferentially adhere there?
Well, what we've discovered is in the areas of corrosion, the potential is a few volts less than the 2,500 volts that you apply. So when the conducting powder is streaming across the surface of the metal, it takes on 2,500 volts, it gets the potential that the bulk of the metal is at. At these points of lower potential, it seems to then sit in that area and take the lower potential, and then not have enough energy to get back up out of that sort of potential well, and it resides in the areas of lower potential.
And then how do you translate the photocopier powder, the toner, into a physical image you can see?
It just appears as a black image against the contrast of the copper or the brass metal. You can actually just see it sitting there.
And what sorts of things do you think you could apply this to which would help to solve new cases?
A very good practical example of this, and it's very fortunate, is that most bullet casings are made of brass. And we've already been able to show in some of our research that a fingerprint deposited on a gun cartridge case prior to being loaded into the gun, which was then enhanced after the gun has been discharged, can reveal that fingerprint with this black conducting powder. So for the first time, we can actually get a fingerprint of who was loading the gun.
And are the police actually using this actively now, or will there be a trial period before it can be admitted as evidence into, say, a court of law?
Well, we have demonstrated the practical use of it with these gun casings, and we've now been approached by a number of police forces in the UK and also a prosecuting attorney in the US that have live and sometimes historical cases with gun cartridges, and people are saying to us, look, this hasn't worked conventionally, we haven't got anything on it, we can't do any more, have a go with your corrosion technique.
John, thank you very much for joining us to talk about your work.
Thank you.
That was Dr. John Bond from Leicester University and Northamptonshire Police explaining how a new technique can find fingerprints on things like metal surfaces even after they've been scrubbed or burned.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.